And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, where can I find comfort? We see that so many of you are, as all things on earth are right now, in a state of turmoil and a state of turning. The times are turning. The tide is turning. All things are turning. All things are changing. To try to hold on to the way things have been in the past will not serve you in any way. It will only rough you up, make you unhappy and discontent and grumbling always because things today aren't as they were in the past. So we ask you as you listen to us now to come here into this very moment. Your question is, where can I find comfort? The answer simply is, it is not outside of you, it is within. And it is not your personal personality that will give you comfort, for this personality is guided by the ego mind, the narrow, limited ego mind that has its own agenda for you. And most often, this agenda is not correct, is not in alignment with your highest good. When we say your comfort is within, it is within your being, where the God that created you and your spirit reside. Many call this the heart center, and we will too for this conversation. When you surrender to your heart center, you will feel a deep release and relaxation and ease. And as you go deeper, the human mind, the ego mind, will lose its volume in its chatter. And you will actually be able to observe this. You can watch it as a character begin to recede and continue to recede until it is nothingness, no volume. And then there, within your heart space, is complete peace and comfort and love, tender love and gentleness and all that you are needing and seeking in every moment. For you to come home to your heart is the key here. This is where comfort lies within you. We know that many of you have tried different things, like travel plans and meeting with friends and redoing your homes, remodeling, redoing landscaping, reinventing yourselves, all of these things that you have attempted to do to bring greater comfort and contentment to you and to your lives. But as you know and you have seen, these things may give you a measure of comfort and contentment for a moment, But then the ego mind begins once again, well, this isn't right, and well, you need to do this, and why aren't you better at that? And let's get with it. This ego mind, we remind you, has an extreme punishment quality to it. So this will tell you when this voice is speaking to you, at you, with you. It is punishment. It is intending to keep you down and actually to push your energy down so that you will not be open and in alignment with the God that created you and your spirit and the whispers and the voices of God and your spirit and the truth, the highest truth for you. So we advise here to bring your gaze inward when you are feeling you wish comfort, you wish kindness within your being, you wish a feeling of being content and of being at ease and of being in alignment with the beauty and flow of life and of your life's design. Come back home to your central core, which is where your heart space is. Take several deep breaths and let out the sighs, because this will also indicate to your body that you are settling into a different space, if you will, not the ego space. These sighs will also help your body realign itself with your spirit and with God as well. And then when you are in this place of quiet, of peace, of solitude, you will ask for what you need. It may be comfort for a relationship that you are in, or comfort in a job that is challenging for you, comfort for you with financial aspects. Simply put your question out, asking, I wish for comfort in this area. And then be still and feel the love of God and your spirit bathing you, washing over you. This is where you want to be. From this point of pure peace and quiet, there may be an answer, a sentence for you of guidance, of counsel for the issue that you have asked about. And it may simply be a sense of how much you are loved by God and your spirit and life itself. Take this in. Be with this experience and quality of love, because this is what it is, unconditional love. You are arriving in this place, in this space. And that is where your true comfort lies. We hope this has been helpful for you, and we ask you in this coming week to explore taking these steps when you are feeling that you are ragged or unhappy or irritated, agitated, perplexed, under the wheel, whatever you feel that you know is not a God experience, is not your highest level of vibration and frequency. Do this exercise, and we see that you will love this. It is a true gift to yourself and will bring forward a peace and a comfort that is beyond your imagination. It is unconditional love, this comfort, this knowingness. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.